You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Subscription services are exploding, but how do you keep your subscribers coming back? And when should you let your dormant users just stay that way? We learn valuable lessons to elevate the customer experience and drive retention from my guest, Sasha Korduk, head of customer experience at Shahid, a fast-growing streaming service breaking some impressive records. All this and more in episode number 447. Welcome to Mobile Presence, your destination for everything mobile. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Saltz, mobile analyst, tech consultant, senior Forbes writer, and founder of Mobile Groove. Today, bringing you Reimagine Growth, our special mini-series on retention marketing, powered by CleverTap, the leading customer engagement and retention platform. And that's why we look at growth in a different way. We look at growth through retention in this particular segment. We have an exciting example to explore because we have a company that is knocking it out of the park, massive growth, and in particular, growth through elevating customer experience. My guest today is Sasha Korduk. He is head of customer experience at Shahid MBC, which is in, of course, the Middle East. You're based in Dubai, aren't you, Sasha?
Indeed. Thanks for having me again.
Mm-hmm. So you're based there. First of all, just for people who don't understand or aren't familiar with Shahid, I was looking at the numbers, you know, explosive growth. Why don't you give us a little bit more of that background?
It's been a wild ride to start from. Shahid is a VOD platform serving Arabic speaking people. So the addressable audience is huge. It's a market of almost 500 million people. Before that, as plans go and the planning takes some time, there was an idea to relaunch Shahid, to make it actually modern, to make it actually interesting, original, catering for different audiences, offering original programming, exclusive programming. And the big relaunch happened in 2020, beginning of the year, pre-corona. It was Jan 15. That was a complete relaunch of tech platform with new apps, new look, new feel, new devices, new everything. And the brand relaunch and content relaunch happened exactly at Dubai Opera with Burj Khalifa lighting with Shahid logo and the slogan, "It's our time." And basically we kicked it with the notion that Shahid is gonna be a modern service for Arabic speaking audience worldwide. This show actually got us an Emmy this year. Mm-hmm. And speaking about success in numbers, the audience went tenfold in as a result of Ramadan 2020, only 5 months after the relaunch. And right now, in a year from there, we are sitting on a base more than 2 million customers, paying customers.
And that's also global. I mean, it's a global audience. Arabic speaking countries, which is your first focus, but there are people all around the world that come from these countries and call that their home. Would you say you're a more of a global, a transnational brand as well? Because you've got that brand new look, that really good slogan, and also probably a greater reach than maybe even you anticipated.
Yeah, you're right there, because the service has a target audience of MENA countries, focused on GCC, because we are a Saudi company operating from Dubai, UAE. But the launch of B2C business late in 2020 actually brought a huge number of international audiences from Levant, Egypt, and GCC, also tuning in to hear the stories from their homeland.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of your new look. That's part of your new brand. And that's also part of your work. It's about the experience. Now, you're head of customer experience. Before I get into what you've done to elevate the experience at your company, let's just be clear on what customer experience is.
It's a very big term for me, to be honest. I think customer experience is making sure your customer is happy throughout all journey. It's not about only customer support or digital touch points. It's from the very first contact in acquisition to the very last communication the customer may receive from us. As a head of customer experience, I oversee quite a few things. First one is customer lifetime management. It is CRM comms, it's product touch points, it's growth hacking. We included digital payments into customer experience, because how you go through actual conversion, it's not only about what happens on the front end, it's excellence in everything. And yeah, obviously the huge part of customer experience, just I suppose as in any team, is customer support. And I've been really blessed with huge and really talented team here to fuel growth in all these areas.
Now, I was reading a very interesting report about the massive growth globally of subscription services, including what you're talking about. And customer experience, it said, is the currency of the digital content economy. What's your perspective on that?
Subscription model is the future for anything. I don't see any other way around it, to be honest. Subscription makes the consumption easier for anything, like Amazon launching retail subscriptions for, I don't know, home appliances or some regularly consumed goods, clothes, for anything.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, people are talking about the end of ownership. I mean, I don't need to own your programming. I just watch it and I enjoy it. And part of the reason I enjoy it is because you focus on the customer experience. That's your job, but it's also a long journey. You know, we talk about the customer life cycle, the subscription life cycle. Now, tell me a little bit about those journeys. They need to be mapped. How do you approach them?
We map the journey with Spiral Framework, RRR. So awareness, activation, acquisition, retention, revenue, and referral. And we use a tool, which is CleverTap. We've chosen it as a very good marriage of analytical platform and marketing campaigner tool, as we are able to use all the live, real-time front-end events, whatever is happening with customer right now, right at this touch point, to fuel communication. It's not only mobile first, it's not only let's cater for desktop, but we built with CleverTap a tool to do targeted communications and at the moment communications at smart TVs, and not a lot of companies can boast about that. And we track all the journeys, all the funnels through their analytical setup. It's very convenient to just map a funnel in a few clicks and use it.
Smart TV communication, you're right. I have not heard of a lot of marketers focused on that. What does that look like in the smart TV environment? Because we are streaming, it's all we do. Connect TV, that's where we live.
We use start screens, we use landing pages, we use quite a few formats to help you to achieve something, which at some point is logging, at some point it's subscription, at some point is check next season or coming soon content, to put you exactly in a place where our knowledge about customers tells you need to be right now. Let's say you entered some show page and you didn't like it, you went to another show page and you're searching, we see that you cannot find a piece of content. So we can pop up some message and try to guide you to, we hope, some better content. I think a fun case, which we've done also through CleverTap, would be a communication around cancellations. So you come to cancellation page, you say, I don't want to pay for Shahid. And we pop up some messages, which not only tell users, I've seen some creative ways to do it, we are very sorry to see you go, which is also fun thing. The numbers have proven that, is that it's way better to tell you in a few seconds that, hey, but look, that's coming soon content, and that's top title of the next week, and you really want to cancel. And we do it not before cancellation, not to enrage you, because like you have a goal, you are not happy for some reason with the service, so you need to actually cancel. But with this timely communication, we actually make quite a lot of people want to resubscribe, and they go back and they press resubscribe and they continue paying us, because we do provide great content and we are a great service with great experience. Why not?
I get that totally, because I've had that happen. It's like, oh, you want to go? Tell us what we did wrong. Or sorry to see you go, and big puppy eyes, tears flowing. Yep. But in your case, it's like, do you really want to go? We have some great content coming up. Think about it. So it's a positive. It's a positive reinforcement. I like that a lot. You mentioned that you've seen some good results from this. What can you share? What is the campaign that you were perhaps proudest of, or the results that you're like, wow, this was even better than we thought?
I'd say the one to quote here would be the change in, again, in cancellation process, because I do like this one a lot. Basically, we created the before you go page. Previously, and in quite a lot of services, you basically go to your profile, you press cancel, something happens, cancellation, or we are sorry to see you go, and the puppy you mentioned. But we thought like, okay, we still have to show you a button, because like you're searching for this button to cancel now. But what if we show you a bit of top content you haven't watched? What if we actually provide you there a direct line to contact customer service right now, and a person will pick up in seconds and try to help you with your tech issue, if you have any? And the project itself, the rollout of the new flow, reduced the voluntary cancellations by more than 20%.
Those are huge numbers indeed.
I think with good and data-driven product changes, you can do wonders.
Mm-hmm. What about keeping it fresh, keeping it current, keeping it exciting? You are a streaming service, which means that you've got original content. You just recently got an Emmy again, so congratulations on that. So you have a varied audience. Some people are in for the drama. Some people are in for the rom-coms and all the rest of it. Give me some idea about how you approach segmentation.
Speaking about Emmys, we actually got two of those. One Emmy and one nomination. One Emmy and one nomination. And nomination for Emmy counts. Come on. And getting back to content segmentation and customer segmentation, we do approach it in quite different ways. For example, we don't want to speak to dormant user too often. He's dormant. He doesn't have time for you, for example, right now. You don't need to shout every day, come back, consume again. Need the guy a break. Or speaking about other way to segment people, we also try to look into frequency of consumption of active users. Again, somebody consuming every day, somebody consuming every week, somebody consuming every month. And you need to adjust comms to a frequency of normal life of human being. You don't need to do it on 1st, 7th, and 14th day after some event, or you don't need to do it one day after something happens. Look when this human being needs your communication. And when I'm speaking about segmentation, I'd say that we are on this area, we are more on exploration right now. You cannot do everything in a year. And we actually are having a tool running and business growing tremendously for a year and a half. And your team there for a year and a half. And segmentation, big data stuff is what will fuel growth in the nearest future. So that's where we will excel tomorrow.
That's a great way to leave it here for just a moment, almost like a cliffhanger, because we do want to bring you back for a couple of top tips and also a little bit of a look into the future as well. But right now we have to go to our final break, Sasha, so listeners don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company, distribution to almost every podcast portal, an embeddable player for your website, an ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.fm show hosts, and much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm. Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WMR.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Sauls.
And we are back to Mobile Presence, Reimagine Growth. My guest today, Sasha Kordic, Head of Customer Experience at Shahid. And before the break, we were talking about how you approach the customer experience from the focus of engagement, but you're also really big on retention. You have a framework. Are you a big fan of time-based retention? You know, does day 30 or day 60 mean a lot to you?
Indeed, I don't think there is a one-size-fits-all approach in any metric, to be honest. Yeah, it's nice to look into first day, seventh day, 30 day retention. What I'm more focused in is a look into life cycles. We are subscription-based. People are paying us on a monthly basis. So let's work not on how you watched on day three, but are you converted to second month? Have you converted to third month? And where is that point where our retention becomes basically endless? The main component for me of retention experience is the answer to the question, why you go back? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Netflix cracked that code very early, or HBO even cracked that code very early with TV series. Yeah, let's do less movies. Let's do more TV series because you'll come back to watch the next episode. And as a VOD, you need to answer the question, what is the user watching next? So how to bridge show A to show B? What you will continue after you finish every week as a Friday Emmy-nominated series, or Beirut 706, Emmy-nominated series. What is the next title for you? And I'd say that design for retention is making sure that whatever subscription business you're in, you have the next product your customer would like to buy, because subscription is about buying products continuously.
Talking about coming back, what can we expect from you and your company in the future? I mean, one nomination, one Emmy. So you've nailed content. What about the experience? What's going to change or be different in your experience going forward?
We'll offer more content of a different variety. It's in a pipeline, it's cooking. We're working on a new channels for both customer support and CRM, because again, you have to think how to stay ahead of the game. And we are trying to keep the balance between what we want, and we want all of them, we want million of them, and what customer will be happy to handle. Like, we shouldn't overdo it. You don't need 20 messages. Choose the main one and the backup one. So I'd say we'll try to make customer experience better in the nearest future by making sure we use the right channel for each user. And it's it sounds easy, but it's a very, very tricky thing to handle.
That's super hard. But when you nail that, Sasha, I will have you back, because you will probably also have a best-selling book at that point, because we don't know how to do that. And we're all trying to think about that, because you're right. It's a question now of, we figured out the technology. We know that we can be very frequent in our nudges, and we know the different wording we can use. But now maybe it's about just finding that balance. How much is too much? When do you stop? When is it good? So I'd love to have you back, and I'll look forward to that. But in the meantime, how might our listeners, if they want to keep in touch with you, maybe find out more about Shahid, maybe even subscribe to the service? I mean, it's global in reach, it's global in appeal. What's the best way?
Just go to shahid.net or download our apps on Android or iOS or any smart TV platform, and try it. We have English subtitles, so you can enjoy quite a lot of Arabic content with English English subtitles. We do have voiceovers for some of them. Czech show, which actually broke Arabic market this year, called Drashash, which is super original Saudi story about the drug lord from the country. It's local Narcos.
Cool.
If we put it really, really simply, but the thing got to the top of demand by charts. It was watched by more than million users within a week when we dropped last episode, and it's been something like 30 or 40 million plays at some point.
That's really exciting, because I have to say, I watched Narcos Mexico. I'm totally now hooked on this type of a show, assuming subtitles, right?
Yep, there you'll have subtitles. I don't think a lot of English speaking people are able to handle the Arabic GCC language. But yeah, check it with subtitles, and it is indeed a great production quality, great story, and a great title.
You got me sold. You got me sold, Sasha. And I know you're very socially active, you know, because you are doing social listening. You're watching what listeners have to say. How might they connect with you on social? What's your preference? LinkedIn, Twitter?
LinkedIn and Facebook, I suppose, would be the ones I'll check most frequently.
Okay, very cool. I want to thank you for sharing, Sasha. Great to hear about how you approach engagement, experience, and also retention. A lot of lessons in there. Thanks again for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Peggy.
And of course, Sasha has shared his journey, and to help marketers and organizations drive customer connection and results for their businesses, CleverTap has also curated the latest presentations from CleverTap Quarterly on YouTube. The company's flagship event offers insights around CleverTap's latest platform innovations, as well as best practices you don't want to miss. So learn from the best. It's all over at CleverTap Quarterly. The playlist is on YouTube, so check it out. And if you want to be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, or just find out more about the show, then email me, peggy@mobilegroove.com is where you can also find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. You can check out this in all early episodes of our show by going to WMR.fm, or you can find our shows on Amazon, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile. So make every minute count. Keep well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.